All right, thank you for that. And it's time now for a Monday Communities highlight. So we are catching up with Grace Sharkey from The Stockout. Grace, we are talking all things packaging, packaging trends for 2024 and what that's going to look like going forward. And I'm excited to talk about this because it's an interesting kind of look into, I guess, a broader indicator for the freight space, right? You can look at that almost, it's like a halfway upstream indication for how freight's going to respond going forward.
Definitely. And I think it showcases even just different ways that we're going to be maybe packaging goods or on the CPG side of things, right? How are we finding, especially the CPG companies, finding interesting ways to maybe package different beverages or snacks to trick the consumer eye into thinking that maybe they're receiving the same ounces or that the amount that they're consuming is near the same as it was, but they brought the price down. So of course the consumer's happy about that, whether or not they're receiving the same amount. So I think it plays into so many different things. And you're right, at the end of the day, a lot of these trends will show the outcome of exactly what we'll see on shelves and what is in demand for consumers as well. So there's a lot of different fun avenues that we can kind of pull from the packaging sector.
So packaging in consumer products has been a big hot topic, especially on social media right now when it comes to something called shrinkflation. Basically, yeah. What that idea is that you're paying the same amount or even more in some cases, but these companies now are tricking you with less product and they're just altering the way that they package to make it seem like you're still getting the same amount. Is that something that we think companies are legitimately doing, or are they maybe catching on now to the fact that consumers understand it? So they're once again going to have to adjust their packaging strategies to maybe get out of the scrutiny a little bit.
I definitely think that they know what they're doing behind the scenes. And I think even in some ways, they could be doing it on purpose, whether if you want to look at maybe smaller sample sizes or portions, right? As a lot of people are being more conscious about what they're putting in their body, they might want, especially you look at snacks, right? The ability to buy smaller portions and eat that over time instead of buying a huge bag and clearly taking in all of those calories. So I think there is an element of trying to meet the consumer needs, but also at the same time, trying to help the consumer see a smaller price or a lower price when they actually go to purchase these items. And, you know, I think the consumer who is constantly going to the grocery store, I think a big, it depends on what generation you're looking at, but for those who are spending more time inside the grocery store, I think they're starting to catch on a little bit. I'll say I'm one of those grocery store people that constantly is purchasing based on the price per ounce compared to what I'm just seeing on the bright yellow label. So I think consumers are becoming more conscious about it. Of course, they're probably looking at probably just consuming less and dealing with that, or maybe enjoying the lower price. But I think I don't think that a CPG company or a retailer, anyone out there, is behind the scenes thinking they got away with something at the end of the day. I think they're understanding the consumer is starting to catch on.
So your co-host Mike Bowden-Distel has talked with us a whole bunch about how regulations might be going into place to make on packaging specifically to make consumers a little bit more understanding of what's going into their food using this stoplight system, red light, green light, yellow light. Red is obviously bad things, green is great things. Is that something that we're continuing to look at possibly being pushed forward in 2024? Is this kind of, I guess, like a less fussy and easier way for folks to understand what's actually going on in their CPG products?
No, I definitely think it's, and I think this is something the consumer also wants at the end of the day, is that we're all starting to be a little bit more conscious of what our environmental footprint looks like, what our GHG personal emissions look like, right? And I think this is something that's going to continue to be pushed. I think when we look at plastics in particular, you might have seen this. I know you're a TikTok person. I've started to see lead now be a big thing that people are looking into when it comes to some of these more Stanley cups or different ways that we consume beverages, right? So I think that as a whole, we're starting to, of course, look at what these products are made of and not just what we're consuming, but of course, what that packaging that item has been sitting in is made up of as well and how to dispose of it. I think that's a big part of this too. Is some of these companies are, in order to fully capture their capabilities of becoming net zero or better at their environmental practices. What happens once I finish the item? Is this something that's biodegradable? Is this something that I can just go ahead and put in my trash, where I have to put in the recycling bin? And how do I dispose of it in order to actually finish that cycle, right? So I think we're going to hear more and more from even the producers of these packages in regards to that as well.
So of course, this all comes down to cost, right? What does it end up costing your manufacturer, your producer to make these changes? And then how does that cost get passed down the line to eventually your end consumer? Are we seeing more producers, more manufacturers become understanding of the fact that they're going to have to spend a little bit more on the backside and maybe make a thinner margin in order to truly cater to what the consumer is demanding now?
Yeah, and actually the trend that we're unfortunately already seeing into 2024, and this actually has kind of hit home for me too, both in Kalamazoo and Wyoming, Michigan, which is technically around Grand Rapids. Graphic Packaging is a huge company. I'm sure if you look at some coffee cups and different items, cardboard, more like items, you'll see their name on there. They've done a couple of layoffs already this year. But in regards to those layoffs, they're actually investing in new technology or new machinery inside those same manufacturing sites to produce a better product as well. So I think they're realizing that in order to truly make these changes and pivot into this and to what the consumer is looking to see, that there's going to unfortunately have to be some sacrifices in some areas of the company too. And so, of course, I believe a lot of this manufacturer or new machinery is likely making the team faster too. But at the same time, a lot of that machinery is focused on making a better product for the environment too.
So, Grace, we've got the show, the Stockout, coming up this afternoon with you and Mike Bowden and Distel coming up. Go ahead and talk to us about what you guys are covering today and where people can go to find that show.
Well, we'll be covering this. I'm sure we'll probably touch on inflation in some areas as well, and a number of sonar results over the past couple of weeks. I think this is maybe the first episode we've had for a couple of weeks as well. So you guys can all check that out today at 2 o'clock right here on our YouTube page, LinkedIn, Twitter, all that jazz. And it should be a good episode.
All right, Grace, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll catch up with you later on this afternoon for the Stockout, and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Kaylee.
All right, we're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back to wrap up your show with the final check of the weather right after this.